This podcast is part of a special series on science policy and commentary from Science Magazine.
At last count, there were more than 12 million students enrolled in community colleges in the United States. I'm Meghna Sachdev, and I'm speaking with Judy Miner, whose editorial, America's Community Colleges, appears in our March 23rd issue. Judy is the president of Foothill College in California. So, Judy, how do community colleges differ from traditional four-year universities?
I think one of the main differences is the fact that community colleges have a primary mission in teaching. And when you contrast that to the research and publication functions that characterize most four-year colleges and universities, that does set us apart.
And what about the students? How does Foothill, for example, serve its students in a way that a traditional college might find difficult?
I don't know how many four-year institutions, for example, would have to pay attention to issues of hunger and homelessness for their students. You know, we don't have dormitories here, and so to the extent that we do have poor students who are coming to us, we are able to rally around them, and we have food pantries, and we have book vouchers, and we have donations of clothing. And again, I would think that traditional colleges and universities, either because they have dormitories or have a selective process and broader financial aid packages, students don't have those kinds of outside-of-the-classroom challenges, I think, to the degree that we see in our students.
I see. And tell me more about Foothill. Is there any anecdote about the students that is particularly memorable to you?
Well, we offered an Emergency Medical Technician Summer Academy, our EMT program, in an accelerated format last summer. These were by and large students from very low-income families. Two were homeless. I bet all of them are first generation to go to college and probably would not have thought of themselves as college material. And the success of the 29 of the 30 students successfully completing the program, the 30th did not complete because he moved away. It just makes me so thrilled to think that we have that opportunity to transform lives and that traditional colleges might not have been as interested and or prepared to rapidly revise this kind of instructional program and the needed support services as quickly as we could, because that is a part of our job in reaching students who need workforce training and to respond to business and industry that needs to have fairly prompt responses as their own needs arise.
What a wonderful story. Well, it's certainly clear that community colleges can provide great opportunities. So tell me, Judy, what do you see as the future for community colleges?
I think the fact that community colleges are open access institutions means that we are very much the safety net for populations that would not otherwise have educational opportunities. And with the 2009 American Graduation Initiative, community colleges are going to play such a pivotal role because the numbers and scaling have to come through community colleges, since we currently account for 44% of all undergraduate students enrolled in American higher education.
Judy Miner, thank you very much. Read Judy's editorial in Science This Week. I'm Meghna Sachdev. On behalf of Science Magazine and our publishers AAAS, thank you for joining us.
You've been listening to a policy podcast, part of a series on science policy and commentary from Science Magazine. The full Science podcast is released Thursdays at 2 p.m. U.S. Eastern Time.